You've got it tuned to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters down here in the KEXP studios in Seattle. It's been a while since we've had this band here in Seattle. One of my favorite bands in the world, the Antlers, is here. Welcome.
Hello.
It's so nice to have you here. I didn't mean to put any pressure on you there, but I know you have some new songs, and love it if you'd start off with some music, and then we'll catch up.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
It's the Antlers live on KEXP. Whew, that was beautiful. Such a haunting tune. The new album is called Familiar. Tonight they play at Numo's here in Seattle.
We'll be right back.
Oh, so beautiful. The Antlers live here in the KEXP studios. Songs from the brand new album, Familiars. It's so wonderful to have you all here. Welcome back. Thank you so much for coming today.
Well, thanks for having us back.
I mentioned that first song from the album was haunting, but it's also uplifting. And you've always had the talent for evoking so much emotion through your music. And I know that you have tackled some very difficult emotional subject matter in the past, probably most notably with your 2009 album Hospice. And I know you were in a restless place when you did Burst Apart. Can you tell me what was going on with Familiars?
I think we were working on this record during like a break time. So I think we had been on tour for a long time, and we had come back home to Brooklyn, and we were all just getting back into our lives and just getting accustomed to that whole thing. And I think this record just came naturally out of that period of time.
Is it hard to make the transition from touring to going into the studio?
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. I think it's something you get used to over the years. Like you get used to tour life and home life just being naturally different from one another, and you get better and better at bridging the gap, I guess.
Am I correct in remembering that you have your own studio, your home studio?
Yeah, we have a studio in Brooklyn that we rehearse out of and record in and kind of use as our home base while we're there.
So do you make your own albums? Is it just the crew here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we engineer and produce our records, and Chris Cody mixed this record. But otherwise, it's pretty much an in-house operation.
On this record, you actually have a bit of diversity in your vocal range. Was that something that you did consciously, or just over many years and many albums, that something that just evolved?
I think my voice has been changing over the past few years, just naturally as a result of touring so much and singing every night. I think it naturally just kind of stays in a more warmed up space. And I think on this record, I was just less geared less towards the falsetto and more towards the kind of natural range of my voice, the kind of mid range. And I worked on just getting more comfortable in that area.
Well, it's beautiful, the album. It's called Familiars. And do you have some more music?
Yes, we do.
It's the Antlers live in studio here at KEXP.
Thank you.
The Antlers live in the KEXP studios tonight, playing at Numo's. See if we can't get them to play one more song.
We'll be right back.
The Antlers live in the KEXP studios. Their new album, Familiar, is one of the best of the year. And tonight you can see them at Numo's. It's so great to have you here. Thank you again so much.
Thank you.
You've got to tune to KEXP Seattle.